of the Seder.
So we have a concept of Ishus by Jews, and there's also Ishus by Bnei Noach. How is Ishus created by Jews? Straightforward.
Kedusha Arvia.
Kedushin. And how is it terminated? So the Mishnah says here, the first Makor, Bekones Atzma, Beget, and Mises Abba. So Yesh Vachkor, you know, what is the status? You know, we certainly have Ishus by going, that's clear. Meaning, one of the Shiva Mitzvahs for Noach is Arayas, and one of the Arayas is Eishes Ish. How is Eishes Ish created by Noach? So, if you look at the second Makor on the sheet, that's just the Makor for the fact that one of the Arayas by Bnei Noach is Eishes Ish. B'Dovak, B'Ishto, V'lo B'Eishes Chaver. But Yerushalmi in Kedushin, at the very beginning, has a debate how Ishus is created. It's clear there's no Kedushin. That's the Chiddush of Matan Torah for Jews. The debate in the Yerushalmi is whether or not the Maitzah Bia alone creates the Chalos Kedushin, or Ishus, or you need Das. Says the Yerushalmi, Ad Kedun, V'Yisrael, V'Nochrim, V'Yavo, V'Shem, V'Lazar, K'siv, Hanach, Meis, there's no concept of erisin. You need bia with kavana to create. So if a man, you know, Chris, he gets together with Christine and they have relations with intention to get married, they're married. Okay. The Shmuel. And this is the Shmuel Amra, Afilu Leiskavin Iknosa. Even though Kavana, just relations alone. The Mar of Yonah, Vashem Shmuel, Zona, Omedes, Vachalon, Boa, Lea, Shnaim, Harishon, Eno, Nerak, Ashini, Nerak, Al Yada. The Chiniskavin, Harishon, Iknosa. So according to Shmuel, the act of Bia alone creates a Chalos Nation. They should actually cast that a Zona becomes married to the her first client. Now, okay. I don't know if we're going to apply that, you know, to Goyim. Certainly some Isis knows, right? So it's pretty interesting that there's such a day. There's a Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Whether or not the Bais Avi alone is what creates the Chalos Eishes Ish, or you need Kavanah. Kavana. The Rambam Paskins, you need Kavanah, in source number 4. Kodem Antara, Adam Pogesh Isha Bashuk, Imrata Hu, Behi, Lisa, Osa, Mechnisa Labeso, Ubola Beino Ben Atmo Vitiel Isha. The Ram here describes a number of things. You need Ratzon, Imratzahu Behi. You need Hachnas L'Rashus, which is interesting, Machnis L'Veitzo. And you need the Maitzah Bia. So you really need three things. You need, you know, Bia with Daf, and you also apparently need this Machnis L'Rashus, if we assume that's a Dafka. In any case, there is clearly a concept of Ishus by Bnei Noach, and it's created either by the Maitzah Bia alone or with the Das and the Knesset L'Rishon. What about Gittin? Can they get divorced? So the Yerushalmi here, the same Yerushalmi, says, verse number 5, Harei Lamanu Goyim Ein Lam Kedushin. Ma'u Shiyel Lam Gerushin. Can Goyim get divorced? Review the Mepazi of Chanim Hashem Yechuna Ruva the Tziporin, O she ein hem gerushin, O she shneim iskarushin zemitne. What are the two studies? O she ein hem gerushin, O she shneim iskarushin zemitne. How would you interpret this?
You can't get the word about karma.
So the first side, ein hem gerushin.
The first side I would just say,
ein hem gerushin. Ein hem gerushin, it sounds like there's no gittin, meaning right. There are, you know, I think Catholics don't get divorced.
Right.
Okay? So, Einan Gerushin. Oh, she's saying discussion. What would that mean?
They both want a
period.
Either they both want, or either they can do it.
Either can do Balfour Cha, or what's the first thing you said?
Or they both have to agree.
They both have to agree. Yeah, mutual or. Right. But the first thought seems to be that there's no Gerushin at all. And that's the pashas from the Kedushin of the Yerushalmi. Ryokan and the Tziporin of Acha bar Chinina, Bishem Shmuel, bar Nechwene Kisana Shaleach.
There's
no gittin by goyim. Rav Chanina, Rav Pinchas, Kol Parsha, Ksiv Hashem Tzvakos, Tzichan Ksiv Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Lamdecha Shel Yichei, Rav Hashbaruch Hu, Shmo Begerushin, Elo Yisrael, Bilvad, etc. Mil say the Rav Chiya, Rav Amra, Goyim, Einlam, Gerushin. So the thrust of the Yerushalmi seems to be that there are two tzadim originally, and the tzad, the first tzad of Einlam, Gerushin, seems to be the accepted tzad. And in fact, the Beinu David seems to pass in that way. If you look at source number 7, the Ran, it's in Hedrick, close to Beinu David. Amr of Beinu David, because of Kedusha of Shekarov, it's not sure, but Karovu, Shenemar, Bnei Yisrael, Shenemar, Bnei Noach, Inlan Heter, Olam, Gershon. If Bnei Noach have no Heter, Kosh Amr, Elokei Yisrael, Loyichet, Kosh Baruch, Shmuel, Gershon, Elan Yisrael. This is the Yerushalmi is quoting, it's also a Medrash Rava in Breishit. So the Bnei David seems to assume there's no Gershon by Goyim. The Ramam didn't pass in that way. The Ram helps Lachim, source number 6, Paskins that it is Gerushin. She'enam Gerushin b'chsav. They don't have gittit that they can get divorced. In a davar toli bo levad, ela kozman she'irtze hu, oh he, lifrosh, zevi deporshit. The Ram says that either the husband or the wife can decide to get divorced, and that's it. The marriage is over. So the Mepharshim wonder where the Ram got this from. Meaning, we, I guess, assume that just to be the case. But the Yerushalmi doesn't sound like that. The two tzadim of the Yerushalmi is Einlan Gerushin, or Shashem Gerushin Zemizeh. Now,
can't sound like that.
The second side could be like that. The problem is the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to accept the second side. So some want to explain, and the Mepharshim and Yerushalmi already say this, Einlan Gerushin means Einlan Gerushin Mechsav. But then what's the two tzadim? Inlan Gerushin Mechsav, someone changed the girsa, Ela Shashem Gerushin Zemizeh. There's no Gerushin Mechsav, if you change the girsa, that makes it very easy. If you don't want to change the girsa, then you can say that the first side, Inlan Gerushin Mechsav, the husband, or maybe both, the husband or the wife. Meaning, they certainly have Gerushin, the problem is that the thrust of the Yerushalmi is like, you know, I only by Bnei Yisrael, right, what's the Lashon? Yisrael Nasati Gerushin, when Nasati Gerushin was old, that's talking about Gerushin Mechsav? Or is it the concept of Gerushin? So, it's a little hard to understand where the Ram got it from. It partially tried to justify the Ram's opinion. At the end of the day, there is a debate both how.
In Gerushin means like you don't need Gerushin.
You don't need it? So, I went, oh, Shem Gerushin is ended there? What would the second. If you don't want to change the Gerushin, what would it mean?
In Gerushin means you don't need it.
Yeah.
Or Shem Gerushin. That means you do need it, and
well, why would you need it? There's a cost of Eishas Ish. The Dabak that you struggle of Eishas
Chavayah. No, the way it works in the Ram. You're right, there's this point where she's still.
Meaning, the question of the Yerushalmi is whether or not either they both have to agree or one of them can agree?
No, they both have to agree, or they don't have to agree to anything. They just have to wait. Meaning, either you don't need Gerushin, yeah, and you can just walk out, like the Ram says.
Okay.
Or you need Gerushin, and this is how it works.
Uh-huh.
Either they would agree or even.
But it doesn't make sense. It's like why, usually when we talk about Kedusha Yisrael, like it's something that it's like more understandable why this is like a matter of like Kedusha. Like why the fact that we have Gershon is, well, do Kedusha Yisrael.
Also the
Rambam. But if you say, like, our marriages are more important, so therefore they're harder to get rid of.
Harder to get rid of.
Also the Rambam, the mitzvah of Gershon, where the Rambam adopted the Shkar, as opposed to other Rishon. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Gershon is Bishtar. So
right.
It means to say the unique element that Yosef Ben is referring to is with Bishtar. So when they just walk away, it's not called Gershon.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Bishtar is the what?
Yeah, that's the way the Farshid struggle to try to explain the Yerushalmi.
When you're divorced, you use Bishtar. As opposed to the mitzvah that when you're in divorce, you follow other procedures. No, or is it? There's not much to do. Or that it's just a mitzvah against divorce under certain circumstances. For example, so Gemara just saw, right, on Saudi Arabia, where a mayor says the mitzvah that's already in force under certain situations. So that mitzvah in Torah is that saying that when your wife commits adultery, then you have a mitzvah to divorce her. So the point isn't the fish shot or punch that
there's a question like, what does
yeah
the mitzvah mean?
And
I
think
the I'm going to try to discuss that. I'm going to get
no
that later in the hopefully.
Right. Okay,
I think
the point is about is Bishar mitzvah.
So
you're
saying Bishar is the mitzvah, so the city says they don't have it.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's a little hard to read in the Rishali, but say it. I thought to connect maybe these two points, meaning if Kedushin, or not Kedushin, but Ishus is created through Das, right, the Dei Yerushalmi, the Bila alone is not enough to be Das, maybe then it can also be destroyed through Das. Whereas if you say that the Maisa Bila alone creates the Ishus, maybe you can't undo it. Because you had relations, it's forever, meaning you can never undo it. I didn't see anybody who connected these ideas, but I thought it'd be smart that you could connect them.
So you mean like a dubber, beam of buffalo dubber, or Mike's a beam of buffalo?
Exactly. I want to discuss some nafkaminas to the question of how we relate to their issues, meaning they have issues. How does that affect us as Jews? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Beis Amud Beis, source number 8, says clearly that there's no Isser of Eishes Ish. The classic Isser, you know, Mitzah of Eishes Ish that you have by being a Bola and Eishes Yisrael wouldn't apply to a non-Jewish woman. A Jew would be Bola, a non-Jewish married woman, you wouldn't have Mitzah. As Tanur Rabbanan, Ish Asher Yinaf is Eishes Ish, then the Pesach says Eishes Re'eu Prat the Eishes Achayr. There's no Isser Mitzah. But the Gemara in Kedushin on Chaf Aleph on Beis discussing the Heter of Yifas Tawar, it says an interesting thing. Tanur Rabbanan, Ver'isa B'Shivya, B'Shashivya, Eishes Safiu, Eishes Ish. There's a special Heter that Yifas Tawar works even for Eishes Ish. The question is, what's the Chiddush? Do we really care if she's Eishes Ish? There's no population of Chayrin. So Tosa says, of course we care. There's a Din of Adovah. Their issues doesn't really affect us in terms of, you know, Isser Misa. So a Jew would be bold, the Asian Ish Akum would be a violation of the Din of the Dovak. The Rashba there disagrees. The Rashba says no, that there's no issues at all. And he reinterprets the Chiddush of the Gemara and Kedushin in a different way.
You only violate the Dovak if you're with an Asian Ish?
I mean, there is a basis until shame comes through. You know, you shouldn't have relations with a non-Jewish woman. There's the Isser of Chasnos, stopping bond. There's a kind of bogey where a lot of you soon they give up.
Just this Isser. You wouldn't be over this Isser if you were both.
Yeah. The Tavak be Ishto.
And Dafin not Isis Chavero, not somebody else.
You have to be a married woman.
This isn't the Isser for the Jews. You're just saying, just describing this.
This is the mocha for the Isser for a goy to have an Eishes Ish, and it applies to a Jew as well. That's the Tosfos is saying. That's why it's interesting. Tosfos is assuming that the Eishes of the goy apply to Jews. The Rashba seems to assume that no, Eishes of the goy is a separate world, and it doesn't really affect us. And okay, it could be, I'll say Iver. Maybe, you know, if the woman is Chayes Misa on the Bia. So the Avnei Melurim says, I'll say Iver should be out there. But, okay.
Can you verify that, Jews?
Certainly, it's more in the Vodazara. It's fine. Fine. In terms of another question, you have a non-Jewish couple, they're married, yeah, and they convert. So what is their status now? What is their status? So there's an interesting debate here. If you look at the source number 12, the Amphor Shlomo Yivamos quotes the Mukhi Yosef. Amr Mechaber, Miru Nochim, she is Kairu, Ish, Ishra, Imrotha, Mekai, Imrotha, Padra, Afilu Mechaim, Shalger, Muteras, Lachem, below Get. So the Nukum Yosef says that when you convert your Kaddish Nolad, so your wife, 5 minutes ago, is no longer your wife, and you don't need to give her a Get. And the Yahshua Solomon disagrees. He says, well, you know, he says here, if you look down, skip down to the 6-7 lines down, the Nukhiyosi says the Kulei Alma Yadi Hachi the Chain Das Gedoli Apostkim Hakam Lashon Vani Omer Gedoli Apostkim Lo Ra'isi the Gaim Kabbalah V'yado Lo Echlok Al Kabbalah. So he says if the Nukhiyosi says the Kabbalah I'll agree Chaini Misvara Ba Lodun, if it's a Svara I'll disagree Lodun Kenegdo Kimire Devale Shaykh Lenever Haka Bonim Kedusha Chamura etc. So he says listen, as a guy he has to divorce his wife and now he converted, he doesn't have to divorce his wife, he can just walk away. It doesn't make sense. You should have to give her a get. Now, of course, you know, giving her a get, you would never marry with Kedushin. A get only works for a Jew. So he became a Jew. So I was thinking, and he bavors this, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he bavors this, is it possible to say that maybe she's stuck? Meaning, you divorce, or let's give a different example. Let's say the husband converts, and the woman stays in Asia, stays a guy. So, is it everything's paka? Like the Mugiyose, it's all paka? I said, no. You know, she was married to you, and it's true you converted, but even if you convert, your nechassim aren't hefker, meaning katan shalom doesn't work for everything. if it's a kinyan of sorts, okay, the kinyan mamoni, the kinyan ism, maybe still it would, you know, retain the status. Maybe it should still be an Asian dish. And then can you even divorce her? Maybe you can't divorce her. And I was just wondering. So the reason I'm mentioning this debate is because I think it just touches, highlights this question of how we relate to the ishus of goyim. Meaning, the minute we think this is a different world, so you convert, so like, whatever happens, like, totally gone, and then you don't need to get, you know, if you say that, no, each of these issues, okay, we have different demons, different details, but okay, now you have to at least divorce her, you know, not just, he's talking, you know, Shelo Yomru, like on a Din Drabanan, but maybe we really have to divorce her on a real level, meaning, again, I don't know how it would work if they, one was Jewish, the man was Jewish, and the woman was Goyish, could he send her a get, like, would that be co-faced or not? If they're both Jewish, maybe you could give her a get. Just an interesting question that I thought highlighted this point. Well, for the Rambam, the minute you say I'm not interested, but you have to say I'm not interested. Meaning, can the husband say, you know, he became a Jew? He didn't say he's not interested. He just, you know, unless that's like b'chama saimana, it's like
verbal,
it's mufan meilav.
The Rambam didn't get to say it.
I don't know. I was wondering about that. Like,
how,
you know.
Have to move out?
So, I don't know. I mean, it's clear that if a woman is sleeping around, so she's a violation of Eishes Ish. Because she wants to stay married.
She comes back every day.
She comes back every day. But if she's like, she moves, she leaves town. She doesn't even tell him she's leaving. She doesn't leave a Dear John letter, she just left. So, is that enough? I don't know. You think it's pressure or it's enough?
It sounds like a Ram.
So. What does the Ram say?
Like, you
leave,
no?
Right. Close your ears to who or he leaves for the person. Okay, maybe. Another two points, just very quickly, that also might touch upon this question of how we relate to their ishus. We know, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that there's a concept of bia kedarka and bia shalok kedarka. Mishka ve'isha, bia kedarka, bia shalok kedarka. Anal of people. Now that has halachic status for most areas of halacha. When it comes to the din of a dovak ishto, to create ishus by goyim, to violate the Isser of Ishus Ish by Goyim, so there's no Isser. If a Goy would sleep with another woman, a married woman, a non-Jewish woman, Shelo Kedarka, he wouldn't violate the din of a Dovak B'Ishu because it's not considered Derech Tvikus because a woman is not Ne'eneh from this B'Ishu. That's the Gemara. So the Mechatzich wants to know, can a Goy be Kona his wife through Bia Shalok Kedarka? That's his question. Look at source number 13. Reisiv Sefer Hanah Shekalta Gamkin Pshitus Tegavi Benoach Ena Nikneis Labala Bila Shalok Kedarka. I think it's Pnei Yeshu he's quoting. He says that there's no you can't be Kona. Goy can't be Kona's wife through Bia Shalok Kedarka. Lekot of Shum Talam Luzer. Ve'ini Yodei Aminole. The Ayma Shekasati Le'el the Tzarek Iyon Denir the Nikneis Bia Shalok Kedarka. So the Mishnah Chinuch thing says, no, you can't be Nikneis Shelo Kedarka. Meaning, the question is, the fact that Bia Shelo Kedarka is called Bia in most areas of Halacha, can that, say by Jews, a man who can call it Ishtar Shelo Kedarka? Can a Goy? So the Mishnah Chinuch says, of course. And the Zeishu is saying, no, Mapitom. You know, so the question is, to what extent are we equating these, to what extent are they different? And lastly, we know the Mishnah tells us in Kedushin that a woman, a Jewish woman, is niteres through a get or through Mises Habal. Does Mises Habal work for an Eishes Ish Goyim? So the Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish, it doesn't. Very big Kiddush. Source number 15. Venira is Lefizet, Afilu Lefiyam Askanat, if Yisrael Ika Kra, to Mises Habal Matir, Zilahi Venoach Oser, Mi Esse Vedomach. The Pnei Yeshua says, the Gemara Kedushin, Nafi Gimel, tells us there's a pasuk that teaches us that Misa is matir, a woman, to get remarried. So he says there's a pasuk for a Jew. Hey, a woman, doesn't have a non-Jew doesn't have exactly the pasuk. So Cheski is saying. So Cheski is saying, like the Michas Chinuch and many Akronim, that Mehechatesi.
I think he said it was clear to Kasuk. Now, like, you need to get that. I mean, it's not called Mrs. Bow, but this, like, she doesn't want to remain with him anymore in the grave. Maybe she explicitly said it or something. That would be ludicrous.
Right, so.
Okay, I'm just speaking.
So, Nachman's pointing out, if you want to look at Meir Zavid, that there's no Gerish in Vaigoyin, So there's no gerushin, there's no mitzvah of baal. Shoin. Then it's chalak. I don't know if the Tanei Yeshua holds like the.
Maybe
you hold like the Rama, that there is ability. The question is, maybe it's too late. Maybe she can only say, especially if she has to, say, I don't want you, if you assume that way.
Okay.
So maybe it's too late. And maybe the issue continues even after the death. But certainly it's a big, very big concern.
Or if you hope not like the Rambam, that you have the same discussion that meant that there has to be a mitzvah by one of them, then you felt
it. Right, it's too late to it's a mitzvah, kind of like.
Well, what's the pasuk that teaches us that there's an issue by a non Jew?
The Dovak.
The Dovak, right?
Yeah.
So how can you do a Shulzar? If it's the same Dovak, same pasuk.
That's the Isser of.
I know it comes from this. Isn't that coming from the Diak of the Dovak? That's not.
It's like a principle of the thing. You're saying, how do you create it? It's circular. It's circular.
Yeah.
It's suggested. I hear. It's a good idea.
That's probably
what's
happening.
I
know. I'm asking about
other sheets.
How do you hold it?
Anyway, I think all these issues really touch on the question I'm raising. You know, to what extent is the issue separate from our issues? And the more I think they're similar, the more I might want to equate. I'll say we'll have. Mitzvah of Baal being matir, and you can be konish lokadarka, you know, and also the other issues of, you know, gerus and the need for a get after gerus, etc. The more they're separate, maybe the issues are more viable. Okay, that's the first issue I want to discuss. In terms of gerush itself, yesh lachar, what does gerush accomplish? So you tell me, what does gerush accomplish?
They're not married anymore.
Okay. What does that mean halachically?
That is this.
Okay, so it's a heter. It's a heter linase. What else could gerushin accomplish?
Iser to a kohen.
That could generate an iser to a kohen, but in terms of their relationship, she used to be married. Now she's allowed to marry other people. She used to be married. Now.
There is a
derivative. There are also. Derivative. I mean, what does it accomplish? Is it?
She gets married to another person and then gets divorced from that person, she'd be up to half their kushalka.
That's true, but I'm saying, the question I'm really asking is it just a heter? Is it just a heter, or is it really uprooting issues? Meaning, and the heter is like a kol yotze of that. Meaning, we get married to create issues. So, is a get just like a, like,
it's not the same thing. You're only usher because you're married.
I'm not so sure. I'm not sure of the same thing.
Is there any remnant of the relationship?
Right.
Point?
Right.
Is that like that might be right. The master group
something? Right. Exactly.
Oh, maybe.
So does gerushin have issues? Then you have gerushin. And then gerushin provides only a heter, but maybe there's still issues here. Some level of issues that still remain. Or no, maybe it's akira the issues. Now, it can't be open issues with Gamre. It can't be with Gamre. Why can't it be with Gamre? Prove to me that it's not with Gamre. Some general right. Get married, what happens when you get married? All the Krovim, you can't marry your mother-in-law forever. Right? Can't marry, you know, your wife's sister while she's alive, you know, forever.
I know that means there's still issues around.
But that's the question. That's really the question I'm highlighting. Is that just a remnant? Really? Is that curious that you should?
Isn't it sort of marry somebody
okay.
Who's relative you would be too married to?
Okay, I accept you, Har. So let's not go that far. Let's just ask simply. Is it that the Isser Krovin that remains, it's just a remnant? It's just like a srach. It's not real. Meaning it's just a srach. Really, you're okay with issues. But since she wants your mother-in-law, she'll always be awesome. Or is it, no, she's still your mother-in-law. She's still your mother-in-law. She's your ex-mother-in-law. It's still a relationship. There's still issues here. And the hazard to get married, what's the mission saying, Kedushin? She's Koris Asma. She's Koris Asma could be understood as a hazard to get married. But not more than that. There's still issues after the marriage is annulled through gerushin. The marriage is annulled, but the issues, at some level, remain. So if you look here in source number 17, the very same question Aruch HaNer raises. We know there's an issur to marry your wife's daughter. So if a person, you know, got married, even if it's not your own daughter, let's say a person married a woman who had a daughter, then he got a divorce. So that daughter is forever asur to him. Let's say a person got married, and the woman got divorced, and then she got remarried, she had a daughter. So is Bas Ishta Asr only if the Bas was alive when he was married to this woman? Or do you say Bas Ishta Asr even if the Grusha has a child years later? You hear the question?
Yeah.
This is a halakha l'maaseh question. So the Achiezer was asked this question. Says he got a question from America that somebody got married and got divorced, and the ex-wife had a child, a daughter, and he wanted to marry the daughter. And the Rav wrote him, tried to master it, and he asked her. He thought it was asked. This is something in Oracle there, in which he quotes. And the Rechesh has a shuv about this. And it also applies to sisters, meaning, let's say a woman was married, and then she got divorced, and her mother had another baby. So the Achaz Ishta, same question. The Achaz Ishta answer only if she was alive, the Achaz was alive when they were married, or even if subsequently the Achaz was born. So you could argue this is totally under the Kira, right? If Gerishin is just a heter to get married, but the Ishus remains, so what would the din be of the Bas that was born later? She answer or Mutter? She answer. Whereas, if you say no, it's total akira of the Ishus, and everything that's left is just like a strach, okay, she wasn't your mother-in-law. Fine, she wasn't your mother-in-law. But the fact that she wasn't your mother-in-law doesn't mean that her daughter is going to be ushered to you as Achaz Ishta, because she was never
here. The sense of the strach is, that she was once ushered to you than an Anami, but the strach is that she is...
It's harder to imagine that the strach is going to generate new Isurim, in my opinion.
No, but it's the same strach. It's not a different strach.
It's not the same strach. I mean, there's din of Achaz Ishta, there's din of Bas Ishta. Your wife didn't have any children. After she divorced from you, she had a child. So make a taste.
No, doesn't it depend on what the strap is? If the strap is that she was once my mother-in-law, so, and then now, how could we now matter her to you when she was once usher to you?
Yeah, that's how I'm saying.
No, but if the strap is that she's the daughter of someone who was once married to you, then she's the daughter of someone who was married to you no matter when she was born.
I hear.
What's the difference between saying that and saying that?
No, there's no
Egypt left. That's a little bit semantic. I mean,
and if not, that's not my point. I mean, that it would be the same Agdara for some daughter who was born after her daughter was born.
I'm not sure about that.
Why is it relevant? Who cares? Who cares when she became a daughter?
Well,
she's still a daughter right now. I look at her right now, and she is a daughter of my ex-wife.
I don't think Strach can generate new Isurim, and I think this is the new Isurim. I think
it's called. But Ishto, and she's not your Ishto right now, because she got
to say, oh, but in me,
Bob,
why would you know? But I think, everyone agrees that she's still Usher. If she was her daughter when she was married to you, everyone agrees she's Usher even after she's married to you.
Right.
So the question is why? Well, is the question, is it because she was once Usher to you, or is the question, or is it because, no, you again, this is not that you're totally not married to her anymore. You're totally not married to her anymore, and her relatives are usher because relatives of someone who you were once married, you are usher. Because she is no less a relative of someone you were once married to.
Right. I hear you, Tanya. I'm not sure I agree with you, but okay. Another doctrine for me, just very quickly, is the nature of the Ishra Master Pashas. As already mentioned, we know that when a woman gets divorced and is remarried, she can't go back to her first husband. The pasuk says, the question is, what do you mean achrei sheru tama? What do you mean? She got married to Heter. She was divorced. She got married. Now she was divorced again. Now she's coming back. Where's the tama? Where's the tama? So the Ramban, the Ezra, say that the Tumah is, look at verse number 19, Aderach HaPshat, Acharei Shiretana L'Bala HaRishon, Yirvot Kikasher Yida'a Ish Acher Techashev Lo Tumah. And the Gemara in Sot, in Yavamos, the Aleph on base, learns the Isra of Sota from... Sotah. Learns the Isra of Sota the baila from this pasuk. So Tosfos there says, well, this is obviously different. It's like a, it's a limur, but it's not really the same pshat. But the pasuk pshat in the Chazal is that the Gemara is learning that just like a woman commits adultery, so too a woman gets remarried and then comes back and gets remarried to you. That's like adultery. Why is it like adultery? So if you assume that Yishus exists even after the Gerushin, Gerushin is a hetero get married, there's still some Yishus left, then this is more understandable. Acharei Yesheru Tama. If you assume that the real Yishus is gone, there's just some sras left in terms of the krovot, so then you'd say, listen, you know, Hutama doesn't mean Hutama. Hutama means because of the Isser, the Ksava Kabbalah, you know, says it can't mean Tuma, it's Mutter. And he quotes Ebenezer, he disagrees with Ebenezer. You know, but the pshat of the pasuk, because there are pshat, that really there's issues here that exist, and therefore a woman gets remarried and then comes back, Maxim Yerushas Mishani says, is Tuma. It's like a sota.
You said that in that case, the issue is like transit. Meaning, if she marries, maybe there's a difference between a woman who remarries and a woman who doesn't remarry.
Well, it's actually interesting because if she didn't get remarried, if she was Mizana, there's nothing to serve Maxim Yerushas, so that's kind of.
No, I know that. I'm saying. You're saying
that
the Isser of
Maksha Grusasso
shows that there's no
Isha
left.
No, it shows that there is Isha left. It shows the fact that there's an Isser of Maksha Grusasso that she can't bring her back because she somehow was out, you know, with Nisman. Shows that you still are married to her somehow. You know, she has to get married, but the Nisman, you know, even after Gerushin, your relationship still continues with her. Yeah. I mean, even after death, for example, we spoke before about death, even after death, the death wife is still your wife. I mean, you said Shiva for her, there's Yerusha. I mean, is that just because it was Bank Achaz, or is that no? That even, you know, Ad Sha'ol, you're still remain married.
Isn't that a raya? Isn't the fact that there's no answer by Dinos a raya that.
Right, that's the kash on this.
But I would have thought that the Asher Utama just means that because she was married to another guy. Meaning it's not like. It's
that's the halakha. If she commits Zos, you can take her back.
No, I know, at the point. I mean, like. Not that it's Osir, meaning it wasn't Osir for that guy to marry her.
Certainly,
I mean, that's not Asher who come out either.
Right.
Even though she still married the first guy.
Right.
Meaning Kiyu. Meaning assuming that somebody's left over.
Right.
Still not.
Of course, you're allowed to get married.
So it's only Hutama if
when
you marry
comes
her.
Back. Yeah.
So obviously it's a unique like Master Grushato type of Tama. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with whether or not there's remnants of Kedushima.
I'm not sure. I think that even if I think it's still justifiable. I think you'd say that the only when she gets remarried and then comes back, then it's like in your face that the issues that you once had was violated. But if she
you can say all those words without saying that the issues was left over, right? Doesn't everyone have to say that? Isn't that just like mughat from the chayvin and the.
What do you mean?
In the sukkah? Meaning of, isn't it just a din and like some sort of a slap in the face to your marriage that you had another marriage in between?
But the question is it connected to the fact that there was issues?
Right.
That's the question. Can this point that direction? I think that there's some rayas to it. I don't think it's ironclad. I'm still looking. I spoke to my packer about this. He was very, he liked this idea. It was actually his idea, this idea. This is from Master Grishasa. He thought that this is a rise of some issues for me.
I think I'm leaning more towards someone here that said that, like, it seems to be that when you get remarried again, so that's what
generation. Okay.
Off, the old issues is relevant.
But the fact that is it old or is it continuous?
Why?
And it only now is considered problematic once you get remarried. I mean, everybody agrees that even according to this time, a woman is allowed to get married. That's the whole touch. It has reasons. The question is there any reasons that still remains? Even though she's not getting married, she's still partially your ex, will always be your ex wife.
But you're saying that the old
issues
is the thing that's causing the problem now, as opposed to the.
Maybe it's too far. Maybe you should say the new issues, but still the fact is that it proves maybe it's possible that it flows from the fact that there always was issues that remain. Even today, I don't know how much you can prove from this, but like my ex-wife, people say the ex-wife is always an ex-wife, meaning there's certain halos to that. So saying al pi halacha, maybe that is true also. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe in terms of this nisuach, I should tweak it. I hear what you're saying. It's a returning
that
creation.
With the person
right.
Who had a relationship
right. That would solve another problem.
Okay. The fact that there's such a thing as being able to look at you as returning and reviving something means that it's not totally gone, that thing. You can't revive something.
It's not a revive. The point is that since there once was something, it didn't work, and then you would cheat with somebody else, and now for you to do it again is the issue.
Right.
But
I agree.
There was something. Yeah.
Right.
But then you gotta continue. No, it's not gonna continue.
But then it wouldn't help me. Right, then it wouldn't help. I'm trying to say that it continues on some level.
They're trying to help
that.
I know.
Yeah, you're not sure about that. Okay, I hear.
I
wanted to ask just briefly another question, a very basic question. We know that there's a concept of a mitzvah, a concept of a matzah. Shechita, a mitzvah is a matzah. A chalitza, a mitzvah is a matzah. So Yesh Lachor is getting a mitzvah. Person is not getting along with his wife or even whatever's daughter, let's say, so he's going to get divorced. So is that a mitzvah or is that just a way of, you know, freeing her up and separating himself from her?
In the sense that, like, shechita is not a mitzvah? Meaning, because shechita is, might also be a mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah.
No.
Gittin certainly is a matzah. The question is, it also a mitzvah? I mean, so that's the question.
Do you like shechita?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it also a mitzvah? So, if you look at the Rambam, century 4, which is the Karish Bistar, Al Kolpanim, Shinirta the Karish, Behu Shami Zalev, the Kosovla, Sefer Krisos, and Osam Yah. So it's clearly a mitzvah kiyumis. There's no mitzvah to go, if you're unfortunately in circumstances where you want to get divorced, then you have to do it with Chsav. And likewise, the Chinuch says, Savinu Shinirta the Karish, Nishoseinu the Karish of the Chsav. And the end says, overall, Zev Girish is Ishtro. The locus of Laget, Kim Mitzvah Torah, Kinyan Shev Pirshu Chachamein, Zechon Lebracha, Bitel Ezit. So the Chinuch writes that if you don't divorce, Bichsav, you're Vatel the Mitzvah. So the Pashas from the Ram and the Chinuch is there's actual Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah, given the circumstances, to divorce your wife. But
to
write a get, divorce through ksav, you know, but it's a mitzvah.
But the mitzvah is not the girishin. The mitzvah is when you're doing girishin to
do
write,
it through
ksav.
Okay, but there's no mitzvah to write a get.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is just a matter. That's the question I'm dealing with. Yeah, I hear the nuance you're pointing out. I'm not dealing with that. I want to just ask you, is it a pure matter or is it actually a key mitzvah?
And I was alluding to beforehand that in certain circumstances it might be that it a mitzvah to do the process. Meaning not merely that when you're doing the process you have to do it the right way, which is like akin to shechita other ones, but like, no, you're supposed to do this process.
Most of ever saw of you have to get rid of it.
Exactly.
Okay, 100%. That I think might be the cool young.
Meaning is that one of the, like, whatever you want to call it, like, mitzvah, which is one of the 6 routines, is that actually a mitzvah to say, or is obviously a wise idea?
Interesting. Okay, that's another question. The question I'm asking is a more, you know, simple question, I guess. You know, is it just a matir or is it a kiyu mitzvah? A kiyu mitzvah would have an afkamina. So look briefly here, do you say a bracha? So the Rash when a shuva explains why you don't say a bracha. Chen al gerushin mishum the yesh mitzvah to gerushin shein ma'avir chon shalom atem v'savar v'garsha shesanu yem shalayach v'af api she mitzvah v'miksosan go ozun nashim she nasu v'avir she mitzvah l'garsha v'apalik rabbanan l'gar lo pligi rabbanan l'gerushin shivarach v'miksos l'gerushin v'livarach v'miksosan. So the Rashi, sometimes it's really a mitzvah, but sometimes it's not a mitzvah. There's no justifiable reason to get divorced. You do it anyway, so you're doing an aveira. So we don't want to say a bracha and an aveira. So we won't say a bracha ever, because we don't want to split. It's too complicated. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. No brachas on Girish. So what's the Rashi avoiding? He's assuming it's a mitzvah in certain circumstances, and it's a mitzvah, shaf a bracha. That means it's a kiyum mitzvah. You only say a bracha, there's a kiyum mitzvah.
Funny story. Like
that.
Sometimes when you eat apples,
it's been. Right, okay. I'm not interested in the story right now. I agree, it's a little chodesh, but he was presumably assuming it's a kiyum mitzvah. Now, you could argue shechita, there's a bracha, and some say it's a matir, so you couldn't start handling the thing not right, but the pashas is there's a bracha, there's a kiyum mitzvah. Yeah.
Okay. Which is also interesting because, like, you think that it's a mitzvah. If you think it's a mitzvah, it's right to get. So how come it's like a given that there's no zekid in the
Interesting. So that would be an opposite direction.
Right.
correct.
Yeah, okay. It's,
I mean, again, it depends how you want it. You didn't know, like, you're not supposed to beautify this type of mitzvah.
Right.
Like, it does, so does carbon or something. But,
right.
But at least simply.
It's a good heart. Okay. Otsu mitzvah and mitzvah. You write in a get, and the ani asks you for tzedakah. So you say, Otsu mitzvah, pater and mitzvah. So the Sashuke Chemin here, Sashuke 23, he says, Safik mitzvah zush. Ilu hayarotze baal hayayachal in achzika v'yiskabel erzono v'az lo yishayif the get. Aim gam mitzvah zu, no more Otsu mitzvah and mitzvah. Omi achar, v'hu lo chayav lichtav get, havi mitzvah kiyo mitzvah l'chiyuvis, so he's assuming that it's a kiyum mitzvah. He's just wondering if it's a mitzvah yeshul vatzel. You can decide that you don't want to divorce her, you know. So maybe you can. But again, the whole assumption that you're osik a mitzvah assumes that there's a kiyum mitzvah. Something that's not obvious. You could say it's just a matir, and then you know you wouldn't apply. And then the interesting discussion of Berhetes, it's you know accepted that when a which once upon a time, when travel was more difficult, that if a man was deathly ill, he didn't have any children, so he would divorce his wife, get shimbara, you know, on condition that if he got better, he would remarry her, or whatever. Again, lots of discussions about how to do it. You have to do it complete that, but with understanding maybe that he would remarry her. But the idea of a get shimbara is basically a way of avoiding the fear of evil, because if the brother-in-law lives across the continent, and it's hard to travel, so the woman's going to remain a Shemeret Yavam forever. So since he loves his wife, he's going to divorce her to stop the chiyuv of Yibum. So says the Berhetev, Umaharanach, this is the Turkish the 16th century, and he wrote the Maim Amukim. So he quotes him, Hayanotin Tam Lufizeh, Lama and Jerohani Lathis Get Shkivara, it's like a bitl mitzvah, you know. You shouldn't try to bitl mitzvahs. You shouldn't try to like make less than a shear of challah. You shouldn't try to round the corners of your talis. You don't want to, you know, somehow avoid mitzvahs. So how can you avoid the mitzvah of yibum? So the answer is interesting. What's the answer? If they should see us get gamkein he mitzvahs. Oh, you're doing another mitzvah. So just doing mitzvah again. So again. If you assume,
pardon?
Chalitza and Yibum, they're two mitzvot. Yibum is kodem a chalitza, but they're not. But whatever. But again, the assumption that he's making is that get is a mitzvah, and therefore he answers his question. There are other ways to answer his question. If you hold the matter, you might just say, well, it's earlier, and the chiyuv hasn't come yet, etc. But these are some asking this question of mitzvah matir. And lastly, I want to discuss a very interesting shita of the Lavush. The Lavush, he actually doesn't have it in the Lavush on Ibn Ezer, but it's quoted by a contemporary of him, the Maram Lublin, who quotes the Lavush. What I have here in front of you is the Lavush being quoted by the Maram Lublin, who made it very big chiddush. He says that he knows that people give gittin by shchiv mara. It's very makovel, but he doesn't know mehechat hasi such a thing should work, because after all the pasuk says kilo matzachein ve'inav, right, something like that. Right, and here he loves his wife. He's only divorced her because he loves her. Who said gittin works if you love your wife? So you look here. Shema mashat Torah hitira l'chol adam l'garis yishta filo matzav erves davar. Even if there isn't, you know, erva or davar, it could be all hater. Which amru chacham yamechkar ava in latam. This is by the psukim. When she gets remarried, the second husband hates her. So he thinks that's tzafki, it's a hater. Hate is a precondition, says Lavush, for divorce. That's his claim.
For it to work or for it to be
Oh. So first he says for it to work at all.
First,
hold on a second. Umashma שאפילו מהכנסים לנטור הבליבו לבד יכול לגייש. וזה מה צריך בגמורה דולי יכול לשחר וגומר. ובלא קרמה אשמה, אפילו הכי צריך להגביר. אבל כשאנו רואים ומרגישים שיש על איש לו אב הגמורה, ובוא לגייש את המחמס אב הגמורה, שיש לו להגגון כדי להציל לו מנזק וצער, כנידון דידון. ומייסה הגעת הנעל שבא להציל לו שלא תסתקק לו ייבום, שיור השם יצטער עושה בחליצה ותצטרך ללכת אחר למחוק עם חגפנה, שם הגט אינו קורס ביניהם. So what he initially wants to say is that the get doesn't work at all. Then he's going to, you know, recognize, so, hold on. So none of you that quotes this day of Lavush, he totally rejects it. Source number 26, most of the time he rejects it. Mechilas kvodo shahach v'hayayim lo tinsa eino loshon tanai el divra chosu v'hove ki mihecha teisi l'garshi im nos l'chein v'eino. The Torah is telling you that usually you divorce her if you hate her, you have to divorce if you like her. But it's not a necessary precondition. But there are achronim who deal with the Lavush and take him more seriously. The Shu'ut Ema Kalacha, Rabbi Lam's grandfather, has a tshuva about this. He was a rabbi in America during the Second World War. And in America, they wrote kitin for the soldiers who were going to fight in Europe, and they gave him the best in. And he has a discussion about giving a get out of Ava, you know, whether or not it works, discussing Lavush Hashita. So he just, at one point in his tshuva, he tries to justify Lavush. In Kena Kati Kushis Ba Lavushim V'mukom Omedes, the Kaven De Inlan O'Hechach De Get Mi'ava Mo'il, Shuv Einan Lomar De Dibra Chosu V'Hove, De Davar Ragil V'Emes, Hach Krod V'Haya Im Lotim So Dafkohu, V'Ha Get Mi'ava Lo Mi'hani. So he entertains the possibility, ultimately he rejects it, but he entertains the possibility that Get Mi'ava won't work. Now, there are no nachaminas. The Maharam Lublin quotes Lavush, who has a practical nachamina. He says, as the Binyan says, well, we have a din of get shechimur. So how does that work? So he says it works in a very limited way. Let's see what it means. Torah number 28. When Shagarish Machmas Shlomatz Lavchein Be'enav, Hari Kamarasa Hu Lekrisa Gemura, Lachein Tzarech Alibi Lechachamim Shal Yishai Bashum Adam. Meaning a get, according to Chachamim, needs to be kris fuchletes, you have to totally, you know, separate yourself. Because the whole point is that you hate her. But if you love her, what do you want to accomplish? You want to accomplish that she's parted from evil. But you don't want to accomplish that she marry anybody else. Because you're hoping you're going to, you know, come back from the war. You're hoping you're going to get off your deathbed. So he argues that this get won't actually work. If he gets better, if it gets better, she can't marry anybody else.
Only if
you
get better.
Hold on a second. In a general get, in a krisa gemura, afilu chutz me'echad shechash atar shem tzagin, v'al halcha de machshevet ha-megarish in a krisa gemura, el atilu mizikas ha-yavam, v'a krisa kazot ki rafa ma'od, it's very weak krisa, v'ein ha-chazaka she'ein v'achshash igun, kach yuchal l'shayer afilu kol adam. Basically, you're divorcing her from you, but not being matir to anybody else. So she won't have to do yibum, but she can't marry. V'on ha-yomer, she'mitam zeh lo rom zotara get, כזה בפרשת גירושין, דהיינו בפרשת שבעים לוצים זכין ועיניו, תביא גט. וכן חכמים לא דיברו בגט כזה בכל מסכת גיטין, היינו בשום בפרשת גירושין, וגם בכל מסכת גיטין לא דיברו אלא בגט שיוכל לזכאים בעביות ובית 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 איש אחר. גיטין is about getting divorced out of hatred. אבל גט זה שפסוק ביות ובית יוכל לזכאים, אבל בבית איש אחר לא יוכל לזכאים, to me, yatirena sharei ein la baal ba'olam. Afilu im yitein la hu ba'atzmo get pam shniya harei akasum omer v'nasam v'yada v'yasa v'yasa. He has argued that if the, let's say the guy gets better, he can't give her another get. He has to remarry her and then give her another get. Because she's divorced from him, but she's not mutter to anybody. That's a fascinating shita. You can look there. It's rejected by Oz Achronim. There are a couple of Achronim who go with it. Who run with it. The Rav Perlau thinks that the Rasag holds that way. He thinks that the Riyah of Barcelona thinks it holds like that. If you look here in source number 31, he quotes the Riyah of Barcelona, and he has a poem where he counts Gittin twice in the poem. He says, why do you count Gittin twice in the poem? It's partially why you count Gittin twice in the poem, because there are two mitzvahs of Gittin. There's the Get Me Ava and the Get Me Sinah. The Kabbalah of Israel, the Menos Shtei Mitzvahs of the Gerishin. Gerishin is Sinah, Shalomat Lachem Ve'inah. Okay, but in terms of this Emek Halacha, he wants to bring real Nachamina. He says that the din is that you can Megayish a woman Bal Korchacha. Minatar. Ben Gershon changed that. Minatar and Gershon Bal Korcha. So he argues that's only true if it's Misina. If it's Mi'ava, it won't work. If you look here, Vim Kain, verse number 29, the Dan Shapi Yishlomer, the Hach, Imasin Sachem Dafka, became Mi'ava, Kanei Lefotra, Michalitza, Be'emes, Lomahani, Yimushlol Daita. So if a woman says, I don't care, I don't want to get from you, even if it means I have to go to, you know, to the other side of the world to get the Yimum, you can't divorce her Bal Korcha. Minatar. That's what he argues. And then he has a fascinating nafkamina, which is Nogel Hachal Amaisa for him, in terms of Shaliach with the Shaliach. That there's a din that Mili Lovimsun is Shaliach. So, the Sugi in the sixth parak, not for now, but at the end of the day, there's a Shita of the Kaddish Medrush who holds that you can't make a Shaliach to make a Shaliach by Kiddushin, even though there's a ring, because that's called Mili. But you can make a Shaliach to make a Shaliach by Kiddushin, because there's a get. And what's the difference? There's a ring, there's a get. No, a get you give about giving Bal Korcha. Since you give Bal Korcha, so it's not a problem merely Lomimsu and Lashlech. That's the sheet of the Kaddish Midrash. So Rav Baumol says that the soldiers give the get to the Bezdin to make a Shaliach to give it to the wife. Essentially, Shaliach was a Shaliach. He says, here's me, Ava, maybe it shouldn't work. That's the whole question. That's the whole question. He's worried about this in the Second World War. And then he reneged. He says, we're not going to be choshish for the Sita or Lavush. But he thinks that really, if you go with the Lavush, there are a lot, the Lavush has one nafkamina that, you know, you don't need Croesus. Even though we have like a Chacham, you need Croesus for a get to work. You have to matter to everybody. To get me out, you don't need Croesus. And then the nafkamina of, you know, Bal Korchacha, the Emek Bracha, doesn't work Bal Korchacha. And then the Emek Halacha argues that you can't say Shaliach HaZeh Shaliach in that circumstance either. The Seder. So.